Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The issue is not that the companies before us today are taking too many posts down. The issue is that they're leaving too many dangerous posts up.
So this is about that free speech is not absolute. There are things that can limit free speech.
There must be a reckoning by the tech companies for the role that they play in undermining the information ecosystem that is absolutely essential for the functioning of any democracy.
You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. This is mass madness, you maniacs.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Is there dancing allowed in New Mexico, Governor?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're socially distanced and you're wearing a mask and you meet the other requirements, yes.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, 844-500-4242. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to discuss the amazing medical breakthrough this year. No flu cases in the United States. Well, actually 2,000. In a country of 330 million people, that's nothing, right? It's an amazing thing. I just, you know, we have Brian John Defon, and he's a ophthalmologist in Colorado, and he writes for the American Thinker. We're going to ask him, who's going to get the Nobel Prize in Medicine for this? Isn't it amazing? You know, I mean, it's just like Charlie Parker was in the running when he cut the number of nursing home deaths overnight in Massachusetts from 9,000 to 5,500. I mean, that's bringing people back from the dead. You know, I mean, it's just amazing what they can do with these numbers now. Is there anything they can't do with these COVID numbers? Whether it's whether it's COVID itself or diseases that are related, but we'll talk more about that in a while. 844-500-4242. Their earmarks are back now, and that's a big issue. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But first, it's that time of day when we like to have some Joe Biden sound cuts, and we played a couple of cuts for you. I guess he was quoting one of his former colleagues, Russell Long, the senator from Louisiana, son of Huey P. Long, the famous the kingfish, as they said, and he was the nephew of Earl P. Long, the governor who used to run around with Blaze Starr, the stripper. Remember that movie? Yeah, she was a protege, shall we say, of JFK as well as Earl Long. But anyway. And he was talking about his first campaign, and it's forgotten now, but he was running against a guy named Caleb Boggs. And even then he had the Washington press corps in his back pocket. And they talked about Caleb Boggs is a decent guy, but you know, he's getting up there in age. He's 60 years old. 60. Now Joe is 78. And it's like Billy Bulger used to say, he said, when I first ran for office, I said, give a young man a chance. Now I run. My motto is, there is no substitute for experience. But of course, Joe Biden can't remember what he had for lunch yesterday. So,
and that's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat Junction.
This is the one I found interesting today, or one of the ones I found interesting. Cut two.
And I also want to thank President Wren, union president, ALCIO, there you are. I couldn't find you.
I thought he just said CIO, but I think he said ALCIO.
So it sounded like there was a glitch in the stream that kind of skipped over a syllable. So he may have said AFL-CIO.
Yeah. Or he could have said, American League Congress of Industrial Organizations. That could have been what he meant. I don't know. So, of course, it's important that we have to pretend now that the COVID panic is starting to wind down, much to the regret of all Democrats everywhere. We have to gin up the climate crisis again, even though, you know, it's, I don't think global warming is a problem, at least not in New England so far this year, but who am I to say? So cut three.
We can't deny it. There is a real change in the weather. And if we go 1.5 degrees warmer, we're going to be in real trouble. The point of no return.
The point of no return. As we've been warned by Al Gore, if we don't do something, New York could be underwater by 2010. Miami could be underwater by 2012.
You didn't hear the tornadoes and the hurricanes in the background while he was speaking?
Cut four.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Recipe for disaster. Disaster. You know, he's another one of these guys who bought an oceanfront home in the last couple of years. He's so concerned about the recipe for disaster that he just bought one. There's a story today, again, you know, he keeps going on about this fair share, and we all have to pay our fair share. And it bears repeating again here. It was in the Wall Street Journal. From 2017 through 2019, Joe and Jill Biden classified a total of $13.5 million in book and speech income as profits from their two corporations rather than cash wages. Now, what does that mean? By classifying most of their earnings as corporate profits rather than wages, that allowed the Bidens, you know, lunch bucket Joe, you know, so worried about you and me, Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Six-Pack from Minnetown, USA, it allowed them to avoid paying $513,540 in payroll taxes on their $13.5 million in declared corporate profits. Tax experts interviewed by the Wall Street Journal called the Biden's maneuvers pretty aggressive and stated they existed solely to circumvent paying payroll taxes. So in other words, it's okay for them to avoid paying payroll taxes, but the rest of us are greedy. If we say, you know, I'd rather keep more money for myself, we're greedy and we should be punished, but they should be allowed to take it off. Moreover, the $513,000 in payroll taxes the Bidens avoided were imposed by Medicare and Obamacare and helped fund both of those laws. During his campaign, Joe Biden ran ads claiming Obamacare is personal to me. Except it appears when it comes to actually paying taxes to support this very important project for himself. And again, let's go back to the seaside properties. Barack Obama and John Kerry on Martha's Vineyard. This guy's from Delaware, right? In 2017, the same year Joe Biden received a reported $8 million book advance. You think the publisher made back that $8 million? I'm going to say no. The Bidens paid more than $2.7 million for a beach house at the Delaware shore. Wait a second. I thought we were courting disaster here. At the same time, Biden told the local paper the move fulfilled a lifelong dream of his to own a beach house. But, you know, he means it. Cut number 12.
Business picks up at the local convenience store, at the seafood market, at the hardware store, where the centers of people's locus and their jobs and their economies.
The center of people's locust. We've had higher taxes, border invasions, the end of energy independence. Now we're going to have locusts.
I believe the center of a locust is called the thorax.
Cut 14.
Because, you know, we had a tax cut the other team put in back in 2017.
1920, 2017. God, See, time really passes quickly when you're getting tax cuts and you have full employment, doesn't it?
In the year 1927.
Oh, man. Cut 15.
The fact is that, I'm not looking to punish anyone. You know, I come from the corporate state of the world, Delaware.
The corporate state of the world. Okay, the corporate state of the world. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike. You there, Mike? Mike's gone. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Howie. I get home from work and I watch the news. Yeah, I'm actually one of those people that's still working, but you know, and I watch the local news, and this guy Biden, he's on the news practically every day, and I'm just the guy's an idiot. I can't even believe there's anybody out there that listens to him.
But you know, Rich, the sound cuts we're playing, you don't see those cuts on the local news, do you?
No, very very few of them.
I wonder why that is. Why do you think they want to protect him so that maybe people that don't listen to talk radio or read internet websites know what an idiot he is?
Oh, this is going to sound wonky, but it's real and it affects ordinary Americans' lives, like the neighbors I come from.
Like the neighbors I come from. What is that? The neighbors you come from is it the $2.7 million beach house, or the neighbors that made $13 million in 2 years and avoided paying $500,000 in Medicare taxes. God. 844-500-4242. Why buy gold? Are you watching what is happening in the world today? Global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, spiking inflation, and the looming Biden tax plan. In the 2008 financial crisis, many Americans lost a large portion of their retirement savings. So what are you doing now to protect your money? Well, many turn to GoldCo, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust the team at GoldCo to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRA guide that uncovers the secret that financial advisors won't tell you. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free IRA guide today. If you visit goldco.com/Howie Carr now, GoldCo will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to $10,000 in free silver. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all they've got and win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
You know, don't you wish that at least one reporter other than Peter Ducey would ask Jen Psaki, who's got a slobbering puff piece about her in one of the local Beltway magazines, about how much they love her. Oh, we're all rooting for her because she has gasoline-colored hair. All these reporters are on her side. But can't somebody ask, you know, how does Joe Biden get off claiming he's lunch bucket Joe when he's avoiding paying $500,000 in taxes? And if he's so worried about global warming, why is he buying a seaside home on the Delaware shore?
I'm Kristen, I got confused. Caitlin, there's a lot of K's. It's a Wednesday. Go ahead, Caitlin.
All right. Kristen and I also have been dressing a lot lately, so it's fine.
Kristen has a very good mask on today. This Kristen, both of your masks. Go ahead. Okay.
What is this? What is this, prom night?
It sounds like a slumber party.
It's...
Outfit, by the way, your shoes are amazing. Howie, those glasses you have on, to die for. I love them. Can I borrow them?
Let's go out and get some silver margaritas tomorrow afternoon, down at Union Station. Oh, my God. Talk about fiddling while Rome is burning. I mean, do they know what the hell's going on? Do they care what's going on in the rest of the country? Good Lord, nearly 50 migrant children test positive for coronavirus at shelter opened by Biden administration. This is in Southern California, in Long Beach. And they're still putting people, illegal aliens, unskilled, non-English-speaking illegal aliens who test positive. They're still putting them on planes and giving them free rides wherever the hell they want to go.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
No, that's true. That's true. Even the New York Times is reporting, even after border crossers, i.e. illegal aliens, test positive for the virus, they're not required to quarantine. Only U.S. citizens are, who pay taxes and work for a living. Instead, many are skipping their quarantines and traveling into the U.S. interior with the virus. Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Have you received at least one shot of any of the vaccines?
Yes, I have.
Still 50-50.
Oh, that's interesting. All right, let's have another cut from Joe Biden this afternoon in the great state of Louisiana. Cut 6.
Every day, Americans cross these bridges.
Bridges?
Bow bridges?
Bow bridges?
Every day, Americans cross these bridges.
Bridges? Louisiana. Is it that hard to pronounce Louisiana? Well, for some people it is. Cut 11.
They just require something we've got in good supply here in Louisiana. Yeah. In Louisiana. Hard work, grit, and sweat. Like the workers that are here today.
When was the last time a member of the Biden family ever did any hard work? Any ever worked up an honest forehead of sweat?
You're going to have to send him a copy of the Good Old Boys album, Louisiana 1927, right?
That's right. That's right. Little fat man come down here. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of stuff in that. That's a great album. One of the great albums. Good Old Boys by Randy Newman. Louisiana. But all Joe can think of is, I don't think Joe has ever read the biography of Huey Long by T. Harry Williams, one of the great political biographies, or even All the King's Men. Joe's not a big reader. You know, they gave Trump a lot of crap about not being a reader, but I think he's a little more well-read than Joe. This is the way Joe thinks of Louisiana. Just it's another dialect to mangle. Cut 7.
There was a large shopping center, school, and the rest, and it was just across a creek, as we say, up in that way.
As we say, up that way?
Up in that way.
Okay. Cut 13.
With the nation's lead pipes and service lines that are delivering poison water to our kids, and there are over 400,000 schools in America have lead pipes leading. I mean, 400,000. Yes, that's right. 400,000 have lead pipes.
What was that number again, Joe? How many times did you say it? 400,000. All right, 844-500-4242.
Public schools in the United States, there's only 97,568.
But he just said 400,000 four times.
So
I guess there's 1.6 million if he said it four times 400,000. Okay. How about, we're out of time. We'll be back to this. He checked his death card, too. He had that in his pocket, presumably along with his mask. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We like to share good news with everybody since there's so much gloom and doom out there. But there's been an amazing medical breakthrough in the last few months, and we wanted to discuss it today. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control, says that over the past decade, symptomatic flu cases in the United States ranged from 9 to 45 million cases per year. 9 to 45 million. Hospitalizations varied from 140,000 to 810,000. Deaths from 12,000 to 61,000. That was then. Now, since September 2020, late September, the CDC has recorded only 2,000 cases of flu, compared to tens of millions in previous years. Only 224 confirmed influenza hospitalizations, down from 140,000 to 810,000, down to 224. It's really amazing. Who could have ever imagined this? Joining us now on the line, who he wrote about it today on American Thinker, is Dr. Brian Jundeff. He's an ophthalmologist from Colorado. Dr. Jundeff, who's getting the Nobel Prize for medicine for this? This is remarkable.
I think Joe Biden deserves it. I think his mere presence in the White House has scared the influenza virus into the deep crevices of the earth, and it's they're afraid of Joe. What else could explain it? You know, his wit, his wisdom. Yes, it's a mystery. Where are all the flu cases? All of a sudden, this year, the flu is virtually non-existent, and it makes no sense. Yes, it does, but it doesn't.
Pediatric deaths in the past 3 years have ranged from 144 to 198. That means kids dying. The current flu season has seen one child die. One child in a country of 330 million. It's a miracle, Dr. June Death, isn't it?
It is. It's we've never seen anything like it. Every flu season, we have millions of cases and lots of hospitalizations, lots of deaths, and all of a sudden this year, it's like it's non-existent. Now, what's interesting is they're attributing it to all the things we're doing now for COVID. Well, if these things work against the influenza virus, they should work against COVID too.
Yeah.
And nobody explains that contradiction. Whether it's hand washing or masks or distancing or whatever, if all these things work for COVID, why aren't they working for the flu or vice versa?
Right. And as you say, too, that the in a normal year, the vaccination rate is between 50 and 60%. I think we can assume that it was way down last fall because of all the lockdowns, et cetera, et cetera. Yet what does that have? So as vaccinations go down, so does the rate of flu in the country. And none of this makes any sense from a statistical standpoint, does it? Or a medical standpoint?
No, it doesn't, because it's like all these measures that we're taking for COVID, they don't work for COVID because case numbers we're always surging somewhere. I hear that on the news, you know, a surge here, a surge there.
It's the mutants.
There's no flu. So
it's the mutants and the virus variants.
If it works for one, it works for both. They're both viruses. They transmit similarly. They're about the same size. So why are all these public health measures, everything that Dr. Fauci has been telling us to do, why are they only working for the flu and not for COVID? There should only be 2,000 cases of COVID if all these things work as advertised.
And yet, Dr. Jundeff, they tell us, you know, if we're skeptical of these numbers, we are somehow science deniers and we are not following the science. But how are we supposed to take these numbers seriously? It's just like they've stopped counting flu deaths and they're just dumping everything into COVID. And as you said too, they're putting the flu deaths in with other kinds of pneumonia, that bronchitis thing, those kinds of maladies, right? They've changed the way they count the deaths.
Oh, absolutely. It's a big numbers game, and these are not numbers I'm making up. These are numbers from various CDC websites. So these are their numbers. But this year they've come up with a new way of tracking. They call it PIC, which is pneumonia, influenza, and coronavirus. So they're lumping them all together. And I haven't seen any good science on whether the COVID test can pick up influenza virus. The PCR test is picking up viral fragments. I'm sure there are some fragments of the two viruses that they share in common. And if you pick up a little bit of one virus, how do you know which it's from? We don't know that. And I think they're misclassifying. There's financial incentives for positive tests. There are financial incentives for hospitals with COVID hospitalizations. They get paid more. And so who knows how many influenza are being called COVID? Well, we don't trust the numbers.
That's
the big problem.
As you say, there's another reason, too, other than a financial. There's a political reason. And they were running these high tests when President Trump... Explain how these PCR tests work. I mean, it's very complicated for a layman to understand. Tell us...
The PCR test finds a virus fragment, and it keeps multiplying it until it's at a number where they can measure it accurately. And the more you amplify that little viral fragment, that's called the cycle threshold. And if you have to amplify it up to 40 times, it's not significant. Mm-hmm. So you're overcalling these things. It's like finding a single hair in the room and knowing the perpetrator and the whole crime scene. It's not possible. And even the New York Times talked about anything cycle threshold over 25 to 28 cycles is meaningless. You're going to have almost all false positives. And they're running these tests up to a cycle threshold of 40. So if you have a couple viral fragments in your nose, maybe even from the testing center or from just breathing in a virus fragment, it doesn't mean you're contagious. It doesn't mean you're sick. It doesn't mean anything. But you'll come up as a positive test. And then shortly after Biden became president and we're rolling out the vaccines, they changed the cycle threshold to a lower, more reasonable number. And the timing is very suspicious. They want to burden Trump with all these cases. These are all on his watch. And then as soon as Joe gets into the White House, the cases drop.
Is this something like it just occurred to me that if you had breathalyzer tests and you wanted to suddenly make it seem like there was a big problem with drunk driving, you could adjust the breathalyzer. So if you had one drink, you would be blowing a 0.15. And then, when you wanted to say there was less of a problem, you could adjust the breathalyzer again. And so suddenly you'd have a lot fewer arrests. It's the same sort of thing, isn't it?
It's the same type of thing. You could gargle with Listerine and, have a positive breathalyzer test if you set the threshold appropriately. And then if you set it the other way, you could have 2 6-packs of beer and test under the limit. It's what's the limit and how sensitive the test is.
It's amazing that they get away with this. And the people who call them out, you're not on TV very much, but like Dr. McCary, I just saw him on Fox, or Dr. Scott Atlas. I mean, these people that actually say the emperor has no clothes, they get canceled, or they try to cancel them. They would like to, take away their jobs, even if they've got tenure. They want to take away their research grants. They're shunned in polite medical society.
Well, the people that say follow the science aren't following the science. All this stuff should be able to be verified. If everyone that claims that masks are the panacea for this, well, then where's the studies that show that masks truly work? Viral particles are far smaller than the pores in the mask. Yeah, they may stop some, but is that clinically significant? Are the masks really doing anything? Where is the science that shows that? When Trump suggested hydroxychloroquine, the Follow the Science crowd said, well, where are the clinical trials? Where are the big studies? Well, where are the big studies on masks and distancing? 6 feet is arbitrary. Most other countries do 1 meter, which is about 3 feet. So where did 6 feet come from? After Biden was elected, they decided, 6 feet's too much. We can go to 3 feet. Well, 6 feet's what's closed the schools and closed businesses and restaurants. Where did that come from? Where's the science that says 6 feet? We're told that if somebody sneezes, the virus can go 25 feet.
Hydroxychloroquine.
If you follow that science, then, yeah, nobody should be in a room other than alone.
Hydroxychloroquine has been around for, I think, 65 years, and it's mainly used in tropical countries to fight malaria, and those are the same countries that have not been so adversely affected by COVID-19. So, I mean, they may not have been a clinical trial, but just, common sense tells you it must be working if they're not having a big problem in a population where a lot of people are using this drug, right?
Absolutely. It's available over the counter in many African countries. And it's used here. It's not like everybody's dropping dead. When Trump mentioned taking hydroxychloroquine, Neil Cavuto was on Fox News saying, oh, it'll kill you. It'll kill you. Well, no, it won't. There are people that take it for rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and have been taking it for 10, 15 years. And it's not killing them.
Yeah, I like your question here. If masks work, why the push for the vaccine? If the vaccine works and it does it far more effectively than the flu vaccine, why are we still masked up? You're right. You can't say yes to both of those questions, right? I mean, it's either masks or it's vaccines.
They contradict each other. And if you look at President Biden's address to Congress, I guess last week or the week before, the small number of members of Congress there, they've all been vaccinated, they're all sitting 10 feet apart, they're all wearing masks. So what's the point? What's the message they're sending?
Yeah.
Do the masks not work? Do the vaccines not work? What's the purpose of getting a vaccine? It's the health bureaucrats and the ruling class, they don't want to give people any freedom. They don't want things to go back to the way they were. It's they want to keep the lockdowns, keep the schools closed. Even the teachers' union was working with the CDC on school recommendations. Since when does the CDC take guidance from a teachers' union? What's that about?
which is run by a woman named Randy Weingarten, who, as far as I can determine, has never even been a teacher. I mean, which is even more absurd, right? And yet,
she's not an infectious disease specialist. You know, what are we going to have the Teamsters and the SEIU and all these other unions get involved now and, you know, tell us when kids can go back to school and how far apart we can sit in the restaurant and whether a protest versus a funeral is a super spreading event? Come on, where's the science? There's no consistency to it, and people see that, and the public is exasperated because they see the leaders not following their own guidelines. They say don't travel, and they travel. They say don't wear a mask, and then you see them not wearing a mask.
And then when we roll our eyeballs, we're deniers, and we're credulous boomer rubes, you know?
Because that's the media has a narrative, and they want to stoke fear and just keep people fearful. A fearful population is easier to control. And look at the liberties that we've given up over the past year. You know, the right to assemble, the right to speak. You know, Trump can't even go on social media platforms to speak.
Yeah.
He's a private citizen now. What happened to freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press? Those things have all disappeared in 1 year.
I know.
Under the guise of, you know, fear.
Dr. Brian C. June Deff, this is a great column you wrote. The CDC was happy to let high case numbers work against President Trump last year when he was campaigning for re-election, but now want to lower case numbers to favor their heralded vaccines. Was it ever really about the virus? And I think we all agree, no, it was not.
I bet if you look at the voting patterns or contributions of CDC staff, it would be heavily Democrat.
Oh, yeah.
Like most of the big agencies,
right?
The federal government
and most state agencies, you know, too. I'd say, or at least in certainly in half of the states. Hey, Brian, John, Junedeef, we're going to tweet out your column, The Incredible Vanishing Flu. Thanks for being with us. You're doing a great job for American Thinker. Calling all last-minute Mother's Day shoppers. You know who you are. You're running out of time. Today is Thursday, and Mother's Day is Sunday. But there's still time to be mom's favorite, but you have to hurry to 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers has you covered with amazing deals on Mother's Day gifts, from bouquets and plants to gourmet treats and sweet surprises. They have everything you need to make sure that mom feels the love and appreciation on her special day. I recommend going with one of their beautiful bouquets. I've seen them, and they just are amazing. They stay fresh for so long. She'll be talking about them well into next week, probably as far as a week from Mother's Day. They'll still be fresh, looking good. My bouquet from 1-800-Flowers is on its way to the mailroom manager. She said she didn't want the flowers, but I know better. I don't want to deal with a diet of hot tongue and cold shoulder for a few days after Mother's Day, so I'm getting her the bouquet, and I would recommend you get one for the special mom or mom-like female in your household. All blooms from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and are available for same-day delivery. This is your last chance to lock in these amazing Mother's Day deals, so order today. Only good while supplies last. You don't want to be that guy who's running around on Mother's Day at the supermarket at 7 o'clock.
Or worse yet, buying from off the corner. Oh God, that's the lowest you can go.
Yeah. Those are not fresh flowers.
By the time you arrive,
as you well know,
one petal left on the stem. Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, so take care of all your gifting needs with 1-800-Flowers.com to order last-minute Mother's Day bouquets. And it's not too late, but it's time to do it now. To order last-minute Mother's Day bouquets, arrangements, and gifts, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
508 says, please post this interview with the doctor as a Howie podcast, like I get chop chumps that way. We do. It's every night we post all the show hours. So this will be the second hour. You can, if you want to hear the podcast, it'll be
this hour should be posted not too long after it's over.
Yeah. So you can get this, and it is pretty interesting. And we're tweeting out the actual column, but he summed it up, and he's got all kinds of figures in there, and it's just so ridiculous. And they wonder why, you know, all of us who pay attention are so skeptical of it, all these numbers, you know. And it doesn't make you a science denier. It just means you're walking around paying attention to what's going on. Jake, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jake.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, Howie. Good afternoon. I listened to you from the Lake Charles, Louisiana area.
Yes.
We just had a visitor down here. His name was Biden.
Yeah, he went. He came. How did he visit the creek? He likes to talk about the creek.
Well, he came in near the, he visited in the vicinity of the Civic Center.
Yeah.
Lake Charles was the path of Hurricane Laura.
Yeah.
And later on Delta, and with massive amount of destruction. But he came down to talk about infrastructure, apparently. But he drew a very, very small crowd.
I can't say I'm surprised, Jake. I mean, do you think he has a lot of supporters in Lake Charles, Louisiana?
No, I don't think he does. A couple of years ago, another president called Trump had a tremendous crowd at the Civic Center.
Yeah. I know. Jake, keep listening to the show down in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and you survived. Don't fall in the creek. I'm Howie Carr.